the most significant news story about him, the one that certainly raised eyebrows, having to be the hydroxychloroquine moment, when he suddenly announced, almost parenthetically, that he was taking this anti-malarial drug, which is an odd thing. You know, those of us who don't pay as much attention to Fox News may have been quite shocked by the resilience of this story. But certainly, this is one of those situations where the news coverage, specifically that of Fox News, has led the public policy. Or am I getting this wrong? Isn't that right?
Well, not all sections of Fox News. Cavuto came out and said the president is saying something that's dangerous. Do not do what he is doing. So that was interesting to me.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he's an evil genius in my mind. And he knows full well that when there are important public policy things on the table, you throw in that you're taking this drug, which nobody should be taking in America because it's unproven and because, in fact, sometimes, because of heart arrhythmia, it's a bad idea. And people are doing it. We know that. They're selling more of it. I saw a doctor on television saying, hey, I tried it. So this is the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world. He says something like that. People are going to follow. And he is a master of diverting public attention. And I have a feeling we ain't seen nothing yet.
The media should respond to that.
Well, the media knows a good story when they see it, right, Rosemary?
And he did it in the middle of a news conference. I mean, should they have cut out and said, oh, the president's, you know, selling snake oil here, see you later?
Well, they did say it.
Impossible.
Well, everybody has said it. They
went to all afterward, you're right.
Yeah, right. They went to all the doctors, they went to the people and, you know, and did it.
Right.
But he got away with it, and he changed the national conversation by just raising it. And you're right, nobody asked him the question. He just offered it.
Yeah. In fact, he even gloated and said, I've been waiting to see your reaction when I bring this up. You are right. Evil genius, he knows how to play the media.
Yeah, the media should have known better. And the other thing about this is they've repeated the story. Again, it's been I understand that it should have been a one-day story, but we keep repeating this, and it seems like they're obsessed with it. Move on. It's the same thing with whether or not the president is wearing a mask. I know as a leader he's supposed to model good behavior, but get off the mask story and talk about some real issues that are happening out there. These are easy stories to do. The harder stories to do are the more substantive ones that give the public the information they need to know about the.
I disagree. We know that the one thing that has made a big difference in social distancing is the wearing of masks. And when the president of the United States says, I'm not going to wear a mask, either implicitly or just doesn't do it and makes fools out of everybody, he's going to cause deaths as a result of that. So I think the media needs to do it.
How do you emphasize
a story? I'm able now to distinguish between a real story and a distraction.
Yeah, how do you do that? You've been an editor. You certainly know, Rosemary. You're sitting there, and along comes a story. You put your finger, you wet your finger, and you hold it up in the air, and you say, I wonder whether this is going to get the kind of attention that this other thing is going to get. And you know what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the story. And I like the mask story, and I don't think that distracts me from the fact that he's also wrecking the environment and dismantling the accountability system. I think that the media can cover all of it.
And that he's
especially
firing,
if they were well-funded.
Yeah. And that he's firing an inspector general who was hired to make sure that his friend Pompeo was doing no wrong. But he is, and along comes the inspector general and is about to say so, and they fire him. Why? Because Pompeo, the subject of the investigation, asks him to, and he says, well, Mike asked me to, so I did it.
Yes, that's what Rosemary was alluding to by saying he's dismantling the accountability system,
firing
5 inspectors general in 6 weeks. And certainly that's a big story. But the point is, how do you pay attention to, maybe you're right, Rosemary, maybe we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But boy, it's hard to get attention to things other than coronavirus when that is what's killing people. How do you
There's actually a lot of evidence that sustained attention by the media kills interest. We see that when we're covering famine, when we're covering war, people just get attuned to it and don't pay attention anymore. So maybe it's fine that we skip from one topic to another. We certainly have a choice under the Trump administration.